Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody is staying safe and that you are having a fantastic Friday. We hope you and your loved ones during this difficult time have a safe and wonderful weekend as well. Well, it is. These are wild times for everybody, and it is a pleasure to welcome into Press Row Signal Mountain Golf and Country Club head golf pro Paul Helle. Paul, how are you today?
Doing well. I'd be doing a little better. We had some sunlight, but I'll take anything right now.
Paul, Jay said you're a big Tennessee fan, so but he said don't bring up Georgia State.
Well, I would expect nothing less from Jay, actually.
See, I didn't say any of that. Pascal is so pushing me into traffic with it.
All right.
Did he also bring up second, third grade girls basketball?
Well, I may have said that yesterday. But you got Coach of the Year, man. You were Coach of the Year.
All right, Paul.
I'll take it. That's not what I wanted, but I'll take it.
First and foremost, I mean, and Jay and I were talking about this off the air. I mean, we both coach youth baseball and in Jay's case, softball. And, I mean, it's been raining so much that we couldn't be practicing, you know, even if the coronavirus didn't exist. But can you put a tangible effect on the coronavirus's effect on the golf course at Signal Mountain as far as activity? Or has the rain kind of messed with that as well?
The rain messed with it some, but I honestly think if we had the weather, I truly think we would see a positive effect for us on number of rounds. Yesterday, a Thursday for us, it's a decent day, but it's not too busy. We did nearly 80 rounds of golf yesterday because it was beautiful. We've got a lot of our members that are on travel restrictions that are normally out of town, so they're stuck in town, and anybody's looking for an escape from everything going on right now, and you can do that on a golf course.
And I mean, I would assume that like a lot of the clubs that there is plenty of Purell and stuff like that. Do you take extra out on the course or anything like that? What all precautions do you take that maybe you weren't taking 6 months ago?
Oh, definitely all sorts of precautions. First off, as a club, we've shut down any in-house dining. All of our food and beverages to-go orders delivered to your car. But as far as golf goes, we are now limiting one person to a cart, unless you're live in the same household, a parent, child, husband, wife. If you got to force them and everybody wants to ride, they're taking four golf carts just to limit that exposure. The big one for us that we did was, and we were one of the first ones to do it, is we took the cup liners in the hole and actually raise them to about an inch above the putting surface. So you're not actually putting into a hole. You're putting and just trying to bounce it off that cup liner. That basically takes anybody from grabbing a flag stick and taking it out or reaching into the cup and contaminating the cup. We're doing everything we can to try to prevent any spread of any germs. We're also disinfecting carts before they go out when they come in. So we're trying to do the best we can to limit any sort of exposure.
Interesting thing on the cups. Where did that idea come from? Had you seen that before, or how was that created?
You know, we hadn't actually seen that. Myself and my superintendent, we started talking this past weekend about it. And at one point, he had mentioned getting some 4x4 stakes and putting a stake in them and just putting them in the hole and put to the stake. And we started talking about it, and obviously that wouldn't be ideal. And he had the idea of, wonder if I can raise the liner of the cup. And he was able to do that with just cutting a piece of 2x4, putting it under the cup to raise it up. And so it's actually worked great. Obviously there's some purists out there that they want to see the ball go in the hole, but I want to see golfers on the golf course. And if we start getting some spread out of a golf course, we're not going to be playing. So as I tell everybody, the worst thing that comes out of it with the raised cup liners is we start shooting lower scores. We're not posting these scores for handicap. We're just playing, getting away from thinking about coronavirus. So it's a way for us to try to safely get people out there.
You're listening to Paul Helle, the head golf pro at Signal Mountain Golf and Country Club. You're listening to Paul here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Paul, you've seen me putt. Why the hell were you not doing this 8 years ago?
You and me both. I was able to actually sneak out on Wednesday, and you feel a lot more comfortable on 3- and 4-footers when you just have to hit a cup than actually get a ball to go in. There's no lipping out.
Right. No, that's 100% right. I think that's a great idea and good for y'all for trying to figure out ways. Is there a point, or either locally or has anybody in the USGA or taken a leadership role on giving any directive on, hey, we're going to have to close this down or anything like that? What type of – have you heard from leadership on a national golf perspective?
So as far as hearing anything about shutting anything down, I have not heard anything about that. I've actually seen some articles posted from scientists saying that this is actually one of the safer activities you can get out and do right now is play golf. But as far as locally and statewide, are the Tennessee section PGA, we had a conference call and went over some best practices and talked about some of the things we're doing at our club and how it's working. And then we've actually started a GroupMe page text chain with all the area golf pros in Chattanooga, even on a more localized level, and just talking about some of the things that we're doing. So it's just a great way to try to spread what we're doing and be able to keep these golf courses open and just give people a chance to get out and play.
In terms of that, you mentioned locally, I know the Signal Mountain Invitational is the granddad, or it's one of the longest running events locally, and May 15th to 17th. Did I get those dates right?
Hopefully, yeah.
I mean, but it's still on, right? I mean, what is has there been any changes to the schedule? Has there been any cancellations that you've heard of? And is everybody just kind of crossing fingers and holding breath?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're all doing locally. For the big tournaments, is I do know a lot of club events, they're not hosting outings, they're not hosting member tournaments, we're not hosting our men's Thursday night game, limited that exposure. But as far as the big tournaments, none of them really start until May. I think Cleveland usually kicks it off that first weekend in May. They're kind of in a holding pattern. For us, that event has a huge local following. We do get several collegiate players from around the area. But so we're going to kind of hold off until at least mid-April, see how things are progressing, and hopefully things are looking better and we can have the event. I definitely want to have the event this year because I think it has potentially to be the best field we've ever had with all the collegiate kids looking for something to play in. We're not going to be competing with the NCAA national
That's a good point.
Tournament. So I would love to have it, but like I said, we're in a holding pattern. We'll wait and see. We're not going to cancel anything yet, but we're gonna play it safe. If we're still looking iffy, then we'll make the call.
You're listening to Paul Helly, the head golf pro at Signal Mountain Golf and Country Club, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Paul, I guess it had to be really weird that I would assume that there's like a TV in the clubhouse area or whatever that's usually always on golf, and I'm sure you had it on the Waste Management Phoenix and then the Arnold Palmer and maybe the first round of the Players, and then all of a sudden there's no golf for your golfers to watch when they come in from around. How strange has that been?
It's been very strange. Tough situation started talking about the postponement of the Masters. I've got a son who's an avid golfer. He's 11 years old. We had a ticket for him to go to the Masters last year, had to cancel because of the weather. Was able to get another ticket for him this year. Now we're hoping that it's going to be rescheduled and we can go. But I had one of my assistant pros that was actually down at the at TPC Sawgrass. He was going to be there for all week, and I actually texted him Thursday morning. I said, hey, enjoy everything you can get in today because it's the last day you're going to be able to watch. He thought I was joking with him because he hadn't heard the news. And then that same assistant, it was funny, I walk in on Tuesday, and usually Golf Channel, we're talking about leading up to that week's tournament, and he looks at me and says, hey, just what I wanted to watch, last year's Valspar Championship. So it is weird. We're finding ourselves watching a whole lot of different stuff in the golf shop than what we would normally have it on.
I'm also curious about this, Paul. We had a call late in the show yesterday between breaks, and it was just a guy that was up in Soddy Daisy, and he called to thank us. He didn't want to come on the air. He just wanted to thank us for still doing this show because it serves as kind of an escape, and that the fact that we were still talking about sports and whatever crazy off-the-wall stuff we kind of veer to. I imagine your golfers are kind of getting more and more appreciative by the day, given how the world around them is just so troubling right now.
Very much so. I've gotten texts, emails from several members thanking us for what we're doing. And I've gotten tons of replies from people talking about the steps we put in place to try to make it safe for them to come out and play. Because, once again, 3.5-4 hours on a sunny day, which are few and far between, but 3.5-4 hours on a sunny day of just thinking about golf and taking your mind off of everything else that's going around, that's a nice break for people.
Well, listen, Paul, thank you for all that you're doing. That was some innovative stuff, and, I mean, it does sound like you are absolutely making it as safe as possible. And like when we had Harris English on the other day, I mean, hopefully golf is one of the first things that can come back, and we certainly appreciate you sharing where things stand with you and your club here on Press Row.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. Paul Helley, the head golf pro at Signal Mountain Golf and Country Club, 648-1051 is the number. We'll introduce the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.